Well, riding a donkey is something that we're going to just focus in on this morning. I wonder if any of you have ever ridden anything. Have you ridden a donkey, any of you? Well, you've been to the seaside, you must have ridden a donkey, even if, as a nipper with your short trousers, I would have thought. I'm talking about the boys, by the way. They're quite ungainly creatures, aren't they, donkeys, when you see them? When you see people riding them in other countries, they look quite incongruous, really. Horses are the thing to ride, but I've been told that a donkey is similar to a horse. I know it's got four legs, so don't, you know. But it's similar to a horse in that it, to a certain degree, needs breaking in. Otherwise, it does all sorts of things, or it won't do anything at all. The stubborn donkey, you know, this business about the stick and the carrot, isn't it? There we are. I was in Kenya during my national service, and one of the perks of belonging to the Royal Army Pay Corps, I mean, I had a very rough time, you know, was to be invited by farmers to their property at the weekend. And it was a real delight because it meant that I could sleep between clean sheets for a start, and I could have decent food. But I was there to protect them. Can you imagine? I was there. I had to take my pistol with the bullets and all the rest of it. And I used to pray I would never have to shoot the blessed thing, because I would be quite horrified if I had to point this at anybody. Anyway, I was there to protect the farmers and family from the Mau Mau. And it got to the point where, having done this a number of times, the farmer said to me, "We love having you, Bert. Tomorrow morning, like Sunday morning, you can have the time off. You can go off and we'll saddle you up a horse." Not a donkey, a horse. I said, "Oh, that's lovely." I'd done a bit of horse riding. I mean, nothing too elaborate, but a little. I knew how to get on and what end to sort of sit at. And so they saddled me up this horse, and I got on the horse. Well, this animal knew we've got an idiot sitting on the back, because it took forever. I was only going up the hill. It took forever, you know. Clop, 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 up this hill. And I thought, well, this hasn't been trained very well. Until I turned him round to go back. Well, I've never jumped a 5-bar gate so frighteningly. It was. I went sailing over this, because fortunately the horse noticed the gate had been closed and no one had opened it for my return. So I was very grateful that it had indeed been trained to get over this 5-bar. A donkey, then. Similar. Jesus chose a donkey that had never been ridden on at all. And you wonder why. I wondered why. Why would he do this? Actually take on an untrained colt in such a distinctive way, and at a very important stage of what he was trying to say. As I said earlier, we have this picture of the triumphant entry as something that was spectacular. You couldn't miss it and all the rest of it. And in a way, that wasn't true. There were lots of pilgrimages going into Jerusalem at this particular important time. And one more was one more. I suppose some might be better than others, But here was this man called Jesus coming into the holy city riding on a donkey. But of course, this was a visual aid. At a time when visual aids, as we, you and I know them, are very important. As they say, you know, one visual aid is worthy of 1,000 words. Maybe you ought to have one up there and then you wouldn't need a sermon. But that's the way it was in those days. The preachers and those who wanted to carry forward a message needed visual aids, and Jesus was no different. He chose a donkey because it in fact reflected that prophecy, if you like, that statement that one day a king would enter the holy city riding upon a donkey. It's interesting because the commentators say that in another place, maybe at another time, but roughly that same week, Pilate was entering the city. Now he would come in all his regalia, riding upon his horse. And as we hear, the horse was a symbol of the conqueror, the symbol of the one who was there to dominate, to get his way. And this is what was happening in this case. But of course, Jesus was not Pilate. Jesus was someone who wanted to come into the world and live his life as a Prince of Peace. And all the symbols were there in order that that Prince of Peace could show forth his kingdom, give an idea what that kingdom was. Things that you and I still find difficult today, where we're asked to forgive our enemies, where the first shall be last, where if we have two coats, we're supposed to give one away, you know, all this sort of stuff. We find that difficult even today. And yet this is part of the kingdom's charter that you and I are called upon to propagate in the world in which we live. A world that needs to know, needs to follow a Prince of Peace, because he represents the God who loved this world so much that he gave his Son to it. This week, as we start, and we call it Holy Week, is a week where we remember what God did in Jesus Christ and in what we as his followers are called upon to support and to praise and to propagate.